Mackenzie! I just saw a pig fly.
I know, right?
She is your big winner today for
Song of the Day. Thank you so much for voting for some Eminem.
I think that's the last Eminem song we can ever play because are there any more? Every time Eminem's on here, he wins.
Winner, winner. I can't believe that hadn't been chosen. I was lucky.
I can't believe that R. Kelly came in second behind Liv and Porkchop today. Goes to show, it doesn't matter what you do. As long as you make good music, people don't care.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. The voting said otherwise, but yo, check this out.
Okay.
Ew, I can't believe it. He's touching his phone. Ew. Dude, did you wash your hands?
Yeah.
Porkchop just went like in the dumpster.
He totally went in the garbage can.
And now he's on his phone.
Good reason, though, bless his heart.
Okay. Why did you dig through the trash? Like, what did you have to go dig through and try to find? 833-563-2539. Porkchop, I want you to explain why you have your dirty hands everywhere.
I just find it extremely disrespectful that someone threw away Mackenzie's scrap paper.
That is so sweet. I mean, it's my fault. I shouldn't have just etched something on a paper. I should have put it, obviously, on the laptop in our document. But thank you for looking for me. Porkchop is such a gentleman.
Well, he was kind of pressured by Joe. Joe was like, hey, go in the trash. Go look.
Well, yes, as the producer
of the show, he's got to be resourceful and do things like that. And he has to make it work.
The information on the paper was very important.
See, it was her contract.
All right, see you guys later.
I had to go get it, and when I was digging in there, there were some like peanut shells. Like, you know, someone like they eat the peanuts, they crack it open with their mouth and then spit it out.
Wait, like pistachios or peanuts at like a baseball game?
Well, either one, don't you spit them out?
Well, you don't put them in your mouth. You use your hand to tear them up.
Oh, well.
Who actually does that? Who actually would do a peanut in their mouth? I do that. You crack open a peanut at a baseball game by putting the shell in your mouth.
Like the whole thing?
You use your fingers.
I guess I don't. But you might put it up to your lips. A sunflower seed.
Sometimes I lick it because it's salty.
Yeah.
Save that audio, please. Thank you.
No, but you know when you're cracking open a peanut, like the big ones at the ballpark.
Have you ever, Mackenzie? I got to imagine as a mom, you had to do something, or just as a person in general. Have you ever had to go dig through the dumpster?
Oh, all the time. I think the last time I actually dug through the dumpster, this would have been forever ago, but like when your relatives send you checks and stuff for your birthday, I accidentally put them all in one birthday card, which was a mistake, and I threw away like hundreds of dollars. And I went in the trash and I found them! But it was like there was dinner on top of it. Oh. I mean, it was nasty. Hashtag worth it, though.
Get that money.
Because it was money.
When I was in college, I accidentally threw away my iPhone in the university cafeteria.
No!
The giant, giant cafeteria.
How do you throw away your phone?
Because I was talking to, at the time, the love of my life, and I was so nervous and so flustered, and I had soy sauce running all down my hands because I had sushi, and I threw it away, and so then I had to run back once I realized, and I'm not joking, me and one of the cafeteria ladies were digging through the whole university cafeteria's garbage.
Did you find it?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I dug through three bags.
Did you have her call you or whoever was helping you?
That would have been smart.
Well, yeah, we tried calling all of that, and it was in where they put it in the fire day.
The incinerator?
Yeah, it was that day. We already took a load down. Like, these load up really quick.
I actually just threw away my apartment key, my spare, in the huge dumpster.
Oh my gosh, that happened to me before too.
And I went in there. And I did a U-turn. It smelled like rot. It was like the big dumpster for the whole place. And there's lots of restaurants and stuff. And I did a U-turn. I'm like, not worth it.
Wait, were you like halfway in?
There's like a little area. You open a gate to go in there. And it smelled like rotten eggs. And I did a U-turn. I'm like, I'll make another key.
One time, I threw away my car key and my apartment key. I had my keys in my hand. Same hand that I had my garbage bag. And I just tossed my garbage bag into the dumpster with my key. And I was on my way to work and I had no idea what to do, so I found a stick and I literally like looking into the dumpster and had a stick.
Did you find
trying to scoop it out? This old man starts helping me and I finally got it out, but it was so disgusting. But I was like, this is my only hope.
Mine was like a single key on a ringlet. So there's like no, because it was my spare, so there's no way I could find it.
Porkchop, you and me need to get Mackenzie the thing like nurses have or janitors have where like it clips onto their belt and like the keys stay on there so it comes back like retractable.
Christmas ideas or my birthday's in January. Seriously, that would be a great gift for me.
I threw away my retainer once.
Me too!
Oh, I did that at lunch.
In the napkin, and then I found it, and I deep cleaned it with hot water and put it back in my mouth.
I found my old retainer when I moved back from the West Coast.
That is so disgusting.
Mom wants to pass this down to you.
It's Joe and McKenzie on radio now.
Hey, what's coming up in the tea?
What made Alec Baldwin super angry again? Plus, big breakup news.